This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Brandon Legal Group is your full-service law firm in the Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, visit brandonlegalgroup.com or call 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Bill Curry Ford, new sponsor of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, has been supporting the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for a couple of years, hosting the annual draft night, and he writes $1,000 checks to the winners of every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast league, including a check to me for winning one of the podcast leagues this year and taking down, amazingly, Rob W., a two-time podcast league champion, and Ira Kaufman, of course, from JoeBucksFan.com in the final. When you're in the market for a new vehicle, whether it is a brand new Ford vehicle that you want to call your own, or a certified pre-owned vehicle of the Ford or other major manufacturer, Sean Sullivan has quite a selection for you. He'd love to know you're a football fan. He'd love to know you're a listener. You find him at Bill Curry Ford. You speak to him personally, and that starts the car buying experience. I just recently went through this experience, and honestly, around the same time I was having to switch from Sprint to T-Mobile, I got done trading in a vehicle, 2014 Ford Focus, for 2018 Ford Escape, faster than T-Mobile was able to switch me over from Sprint. That's what Sean Sullivan and Sergio and Grace, all key names to know when you visit Bill Curry Ford, can do for you. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email for podcast purposes, non-fantasy, is right.todd@yahoo.com. I do not answer questions via social media, although I encourage you to follow me via social media as I occasionally post on Twitter at ToddWright2121, and of course, plenty of things promotional-wise, golf tournament-wise, travel-wise, otherwise, on my Instagram, also at ToddWright2121. Can we fix college football? You know, there were people before the current college football playoff format was put in place that said there were obvious dangers with the direction and ramification of that playoff format. I was not one of them. I thought going from 2 to 4 and the format would be good for the sport. I was wrong. And as someone who just invested a significant amount of money in great club seats, terrific parking, and saw a total mismatch in the 2-versus-3 game between Georgia and Michigan, the latest blowout in the college football playoff, I just openly ask, is this fixable? And I acknowledge that those who said increasing the number of teams playing for the national championship would hurt the sport. It has hurt the sport. I have openly talked to you about how I watch less college football now than I used to because I only want to watch games that matter for the national championship. There aren't many of those. College football is more top-heavy than ever, and the college football playoff is not working. Expanding the college football playoff is not a good idea. Now, we are in a world where it's tough to go back because you're sacrificing money if you reduce the number of teams and games in playoff formats. That's why the NFL recently expanded their playoffs. That's why Major League Baseball went to that wild card game a few years ago, although they didn't stick with eight teams per league in a first round best of three as they did during the pandemic. It's hard to give up the extra television revenue, the extra gate that comes from extra playoff games. It's why leagues expand. The NHL added Vegas and Seattle. Vegas, a good idea. Seattle, early returns not good. But the league got an instant boost of $1.15 billion from franchise fees from just those two expansion teams. So going backwards isn't going to happen in college football. So how do you fix what's going on now? I don't know, but it isn't good. Of the 16 college football playoff semifinal games, 12 have been decided by more than 17 points. So only four of the 16 games were even two-possession games. Look at the games we just watched. Alabama went down on their first possession, scored, were never tied, never trailed. Georgia went down on their first possession, scored, never tied, never trailed. We didn't have a lead change. We had no drama. There was excitement for Alabama fans and Georgia fans watching those games. Anybody else? Take away anything memorable? I was at the Orange Bowl game. I take away nothing memorable on the field with respect to how Georgia did the job. I've never seen a coach literally call the dogs off, and I know the term I'm using, with a minute left in the first half. Georgia had put 27 on the board, got a pick at midfield, had timeouts, and was rolling. And it was clear Kirby Smart said, you know what, we're good. Let's just go to half. He knew. Game was over. It was. 12 of the 16 college football playoff semifinals have been decided by more than 17 points. Brett Murphy, who I talk to a lot about this subject, who plays in my golf tournaments, longtime guest on my national shows. Brett McMurphy of the Action Network posted on his Twitter today, all-time appearances in the 8 years of the college football playoff. Do you know how many non-SEC teams have won a single game? Minimum one game in the 8 years of the college football playoff. Off the top of your head, without looking at Brett's Twitter feed, how many non-SEC teams have won a minimum of one college football playoff game? The answer is three in 8 years. Three non-SEC teams have scratched. That's it. Clemson has won six games. Ohio State has won three. And in the first year of the playoff, Oregon destroyed Jameis and Florida State in the Rose Bowl game and has done nothing since. You wanted a group of five team in there? Okay. Not much. Now, admittedly, not much difference than when Washington went or Michigan State went or Michigan or Florida State or Notre Dame. Why expand a playoff when the most recent expansion just gave us too many bad games? I heard the old guys on PTI, I still watch that show, talking about this the other day. Yeah, Tony has a point. A 4-5 game, all right. So this year a 4-5 game could have been Cincinnati versus Ohio State or Cincinnati versus Notre Dame. All right. Yeah, maybe that game's decided by 17 or less. But then what? The winner of that game then plays number one. And we know what's going to happen. There's a 75% chance the game's not competitive. So what are we doing here? And why are we doing it? More and more players are opting out of major bowl games because college football has essentially said only two bowl games matter. The top player on Pittsburgh's ACC title game didn't play in their New Year's Six Bowl. The top player, in my opinion, on Michigan State's very good, very worthy team. Granted, they got taken behind the woodshed by Ohio State, but they were in a New Year's Day Bowl. He didn't play. Two of the top Ohio State wide receivers. Oh, the pageantry, the Rose Bowl has to be maintained. We have to play January 1st. We have to play at a certain time. So we have daytime and sunset in Pasadena. Yeah, two Ohio State players said, yeah, I don't need that. I'm going to the pros. None of this happens if they're playing a meaningful game. And this is only going to be made worse by the unfortunate circumstances involving Matt Corral's leg injury, a potential first-round draft pick, prior to that leg injury in the Sugar Bowl. I sat down yesterday and started trying to figure out a way to make four, five, six New Year's Six Bowls relevant so players would feel if we played in the game, since we earned the right, since I helped us get here, we may have a chance to win a national title. I'm not going to do that to you. I'm just saying, can this be fixed? And I'm acknowledging that the college football playoff was a bad idea. I'd rather go back to the arguments of one versus two. One game. Tolerating that, as opposed to all the bad mismatches we've seen and players opting out of major bowl games, and you just played the national semifinals on a Friday. No major sport of any significance does anything on a Friday. And yet, because the Rose Bowl has to have their way and ESPN kisses their ass, the national semifinals were on New Year's Eve. Didn't we say this wasn't going to happen 5 years ago for obvious reasons? And then you combine New Year's Eve with a Friday? I hope they can fix this. Because the college football playoff era has hurt the sport. It's not the SEC's fault. It's not. It's not SEC dominance. I praise the SEC. I love watching the SEC. At least the SEC, other than just Bama, rotates a second team annually that is in the mix. Some years it's Georgia. Some years it's LSU. It was almost Texas A&M. Just prior to the playoff, it was Auburn. Auburn was still there in the Iron Bowl, playing a four overtime game they probably should have won against Alabama that could have knocked Alabama potentially out of the playoff. Although, that's a whole other argument. If Bama loses that game to Auburn, comes back in a week, and two-loss Alabama defeats Georgia, yeah, we have a two-loss champion in the playoff, don't we? There's no way they keep them out. I don't know how to fix it, but it needs to be fixed. The games aren't worthwhile. The sad part is the college football playoff bowl games are not worthwhile, And they've made the other big bowl games also not worthwhile. So what did you really accomplish? Maybe one versus two wasn't so bad. Or you just play all the bowl games like you used to, and then the committee picks two teams to play 2 weeks later. Just a suggestion. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.